Hello, this is Nicholas Acosta. I haven't done a podcast in a long, long time. The last time that I did a podcast for BGZ was probably early last year, maybe 2 years ago. I've been very, very busy. And the last podcast that I did was on FreeMake Audio Converter, and I'm so happy to say that I don't have to use that program anymore because I have an Olympus recorder, which is what I'm using to record this podcast, and you can convert these recordings to MP3 automatically. You can do that automatically. But I'm here to talk about some thing with you all regarding iOS. And as you all may know, as you all might already know, iOS 10 will be released to the public on Tuesday. It will be released on September 13th, 2016. And I've been thinking about putting together some podcasts related to iOS development over the last few weeks. I know the last podcast that I did was probably when iOS 6 was out, and it had to do with iOS development, but this was very, very early. This was using the software that Apple provides to all users who own a Mac called Xcode, and this was Xcode version 4.4 or 4.5, and that was when iOS 6 was out. And there have been major, major changes ever since, because now we're headed into iOS 10 and we're about to hit Xcode version 8.0. And Xcode 8 has a bunch of features. Now I want to let all of you know that Xcode is the program, the application that we use that only runs on Mac laptops and desktops, but it is used to build four operating systems. It's used to build software for four operating systems. Before, it was only iOS and Mac OS X. Now we use it for iOS, watchOS, tvOS, which is for the Apple TV, and macOS. So we have four platforms that we can build apps on. And so, being that iOS 10 will be released to the public, I'm going to put together some tutorials on how to develop for iOS. And show you how accessible it is to do so using VoiceOver. There are also some other podcasts that I have to share with you. I just purchased a USB turntable made by Newmark. It's called the Newmark TT-USB turntable. I was originally going to get myself a Sony, which was $98, but it didn't have what I wanted, and it was, and listening to a bunch of YouTube reviews and reading a lot of reviews over the internet, it was cheap. Cheap meaning the material that it was made out of. It had good technology, but it was cheap material. So I thought about going with the Newmark TT-USB turntable that I purchased from Amazon. Now the Sony one was all would have, if I would have gotten the Sony one, that would have been purchased from Amazon as well. Now the TT-USB that I got was originally $300 and they were selling it for $153 plus shipping and handling, which was $215 in total. I purchased it and I'm gonna be setting it up in a few days and I will be showing all of you how this piece of equipment works and how you can record your old vinyls, your vinyl records, and convert them to convert them to whatever audio format you want. In this case, it'll probably be WAVE or WMA or something like that, because I'm not going to convert to MP3. And I'm going to do this using GoldWave. Now, I already have a full license of GoldWave. This isn't an evaluation. This is a full license. So, I'm going to show you how easy it is to use GoldWave and record your vinyls. That way you can put them on blank CDs. So what I'm going to do is work on these tutorials for you, and within the next few weeks you will see them being posted to BGZ, and then I will probably put something on the mailing list that they are up there, or whenever you guys visit the site you will see the podcasts up there automatically. I just want to let everyone know to stay tuned, and you will be hearing some interesting podcasts related to iOS development and related to this turntable that I was telling you about. And you can listen to the podcast on the newly released Cero app, which was originally known as iBlink Radio, but you can listen to it using the Cero app for iOS, Mac. I think it's available for the Amazon Kindle or something like that. But if you have an iOS device or a Mac computer, you can listen to the podcast that way, or you can visit blindgeekzone.net and you can listen to the podcast that way as well, or through whatever podcatcher you have, such as Downcast or Overcast for iOS, or iTunes on your Mac or PC. So I am going to give my email address now, and that is nicholasacosta775@gmail.com. That's nicholasacosta775 @gmail.com. You can also reach me on Twitter by searching for Nicholas Acosta 6. That's nicholasacosta in the number 6. You can search that username and follow me on Twitter, and you can follow all of the things that I do related to software development. So, I will see you in another podcast. Thank you.